I'm sorry, nacho cheese is something I would change about Taco Bell. That's like the one
thing.
Not
me.
You don't like the nacho cheese?
I do not I like the nacho cheese. It gives me a stomach ache.
It's like pretty far removed from cheese. I don't know what it is. It's a similar color to cheese, I guess.
Not even.
It's cheese-like.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's totally cheese-like.
It doesn't taste like cheese.
It says it right in the name.
It doesn't taste like cheese. It doesn't look like cheese.
Cheese is like a varied thing.
I know.
It's not like one specific taste of cheese.
I know. And I've tasted a lot of cheeses.
Yeah, including nacho cheese.
Including a fake cheese called nacho cheese. Yeah.
You ever had queso? It tastes exactly like queso.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of queso.
I love queso. I would not ever say that it tastes exactly
like
queso.
It's exactly the same thing.
I mean, it's a similar texture to queso.
Well, I'm putting my foot down. We're not getting rid of the nacho cheese.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so we're keeping nacho.
You guys can have an alternate cheese if you want. I don't give a shit about that. I'm going to keep the nacho cheese.
Okay, hold on. Calm down. Jared said he wanted to get rid of the nacho cheese. All I said was that it wasn't cheese. I didn't say I wanted to get rid of it.
Okay, well, so let's get another cheese option, James. I like that. I like the crumbly Mexican cheese. Like
the cotija?
Yeah,
that stuff's great. I also... I would like to have some like real cheese available. I think it'd be great.
Like a nice brie.
I don't know if brie
on your Taco Bell.
Well, all right. So
you guys are idiots.
This is not just Taco Bell. And no, I wasn't.
Hey man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone. Trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket?
Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Hello and welcome to another episode of That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, choose something that we would like to improve, and fix it. I'm Sam Chidley.
I'm James Miser.
I'm Jared Sain.
And Jared, what are we talking about today?
Fast food.
Oh, fast food. Yum.
Yum. Some consider it a cultural blight.
Uh-huh.
Some consider it convenient and delicious.
Uh-huh. But they're all wrong. I don't know. Like, fast food, it is what it is. Like how often do you guys eat fast food?
Not that often anymore. Although the last time I had fast food was after a trip to the bar. We stopped at a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good call.
Taco Bell is one of the few fast food chains that I... for the most part, there's been occasions, but for the most part, after I eat there, I still feel okay about myself. McDonald's, I like McDonald's breakfast, but there's been a lot of, I've had a lot of bad experiences at McDonald's also.
I hate fast food breakfast. That's like the one thing where I'm like, ugh, this is like the worst kind of food at the worst time of the day.
Yeah, I think that's like the thing like that needs to be fixed the most is
what?
Fast food breakfasts. Because, like, not only... And this is, like, also where Taco Bell struggles.
Oh, boy. Their breakfast is so bad.
Their breakfast is disgusting. But not only that, they don't serve their normal menu at breakfast time.
Yeah, I'd say I would just get rid of fast food breakfast and just have their normal food.
Yeah. You know what else is wrong with fast food restaurants at breakfast, though, is the sort of the decor and the atmosphere. Like, it doesn't feel like a breakfast place. I feel like when I get breakfast, I kind of want something warm and comforting.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not what fast food restaurants are like.
You're right. I guess I like more than warm and comforting. I like to have somebody who like kind of looks like grizzly and disheveled. Like,
oh, you want like a diner person?
I like, yeah. I mean, I'm always gonna end up talking about diners if we're gonna bring breakfast into the equation. But
you know, it would be great.
That's sort of like, what do you want?
Yeah,
what do you want?
Yeah,
it would be great if fast food restaurants had like. Trained their staff to be that kind of person in the morning.
just for the morning.
Just for
and
the
then
morning.
As soon as it gets to like yeah, just as soon as it gets into the lunch shift, then they're back to being
like cheery
McDonald's
and,
people.
Yeah.
I don't know about cheery. I mean, like just I guess they can be.
Well, just like right. Just kind of sterile.
They're sterile.
They've been sterilized. I cannot have kids. What did you like for breakfast?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I've just had a vasectomy. What would you like?
Well, no,
do you get to sterilize them yourself?
Well, yeah, in the morning, no, their personalities are much more fertile.
Oh, they're more fertile.
In the morning. Yeah, I'm just saying at lunch. It's
right, at
sterile.
Lunch, they become sterile
yeah.
every day.
Yeah, there's definitely no labor laws that would prevent you from doing that. So
I think sterile has more than one meaning. You know,
it does.
Yeah.
None of them quite work in this context.
You don't think of fast food rest like behind the counter as sort of like a dentist office?
No,
not at all.
Oh.
I usually probably like the most common sort of emotion I'm getting from the fast food employees is probably apathy, which
yeah.
you know makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
they're
apathy,
not being paid
boredom
very much, and they probably have to deal with a lot of shit all day long.
Yeah. All right, we need to start talking about like what do we want to change about this experience?
I want these people to be paid more.
Yes, I agree with you. All right, so here's a question. Jared, do you agree? Do you want them to get paid more also?
Yes. I mean,
okay, so here's my question, because I think that you're probably, it sounds like you might want to touch on this based on your reluctance, but like, how?
How do I want them to be paid more?
Yeah, like, are we raising the price of the food?
Yeah, the food's way too subsidized. Like, it's just not realistic. It's like, as a consumer, it's great. You know, it's like, it's nice mm-hmm, not
right.
paying very much for food. But at the same time, like, I don't, like, I can afford to pay more, and mm-hmm. I don't need to just eat, I don't need to save a dollar just so some poor person, like, has to
yeah.
live in a hovel somewhere, you know, it's like.
I mean, there's cheaper ways to eat, you know, like, if you wanted to, like, really save money, it's much cheaper just to cook your own food, so I don't mind paying more for fast food.
I have a novel idea. What if you had a choice when you were ordering? It's like, would you like the regular price or the living wage price?
Oh, man.
I like that. Like,
you like that? I feel like it'd be so, like...
Good. I know.
Demoralizing
it
for
good.
Everybody who works there.
Oh, you think so?
Like,
I think
no.
for the people ordering.
I think, yeah, it'd be like... It puts you in a difficult spot where you have to, like... Where you're confronted with the ethics of the price of your meal. Like...
Yeah,
I mean,
like
that
is interesting.
I kind of like that. Like, you can pay that price, like, or you can pay the, what did you call it, the living wage price?
Yeah.
Which is a great, like, just like something like short and easy to understand that, like, oh, if you're not paying that price, then it's coming at a cost to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, to the person you're directly in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Because what would happen, all the excess money from the people that pay for the living wage would get distributed among the minimum wage employees. In that scenario. So you're directly affecting their livelihood with your decision.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah, so it's like a fancy tip jar when you set it up like that.
Right. And I guess like my one hang up on it is that it's putting the responsibility in terms of the consumer when really it should be the responsibility is
on the corporation.
The employer.
That's a good point.
They should be the ones who are actually like paying people what they're worth.
But, yeah, but we know that like corporate
right.
lackeys are spineless and they're, you know, they're not going to do something that would like hurt their shareholders. So it's really like a way for them to put some morality into their business without like scaring their shareholders too much.
All right, you're right, but Jared, this podcast is, that's not how I do it. We can make these corporations do anything that we want.
So we're firing everybody on the top.
Yeah.
Like, replacing right. them with socialists.
You know, like, or, you know, or we can pass a law that makes it mandatory or, you know.
Okay.
We can.
Okay, you're right.
we can confront them with the ethical repercussions of their decisions on a daily basis. There's like there's things.
I think we get into like a hostage situation where some of the disgruntled employees storm corporate headquarters with guns and hold the executives at gunpoint until they enact a living wage.
Wow. So you're like calling for like all out revolution.
Well, not all out revolution, just very coordinated and specific revolution.
Just a fast food revolution.
A fast food revolution that goes straight to the top. A coup.
Yeah.
A fast food coup.
A coup. Okay. I don't know if violence is the way I want to go with it. I like the implication of like making it a choice that the customer has to be aware of. But James has a good point in that like it is the responsibility of the corporation. What's like a lasting, reasonable way that we could actually make that happen?
The companies are now co-ops owned by the employees.
That's good.
Good idea.
Co-ops are good.
I think that's co-ops are a great solution to like a lot of things, yeah. Actually.
Because I mean that is James boiled down what the problem is. The problem is, like sort of the stock market, like the capitalistic shareholder structure, creates these. Like, incentivizes soulless behavior.
Right, exactly.
Because the people that, like, are shareholders have no, like, moral feelings about people underneath them. They just want a return on the investment.
Sure.
So.
And really, an executive board, like, answers to shareholders. And so if they have a moral responsibility, they consider it to their shareholders.
Right. Not to
their employees.
Yeah.
When they probably actually have a legal responsibility to the shareholders.
Yeah.
So.
So, I'm happy with that. I think let's go ahead and that gets the rubber stamp.
Co-ops.
Fast food chains are co-ops now.
That's cool. I like it already.
Yeah.
I'm already eating more McDonald's in this scenario.
That's great. I'm still on board with like making people like pay a living wage price at the counter. But I think that like now that it's a co-op, all the employees at least have this like safety net of they're going to make enough money to get by. It's not going to be like they're taken advantage of to the point that they are now.
Well, in that situation,
I still like the idea of like making the consumer, you know, take a look in the mirror when they're when they're buying their food at the counter.
Yeah.
But in a co-op situation, they probably don't even need to raise prices because the profits can just go back to them in the form of like a dividend or something. So even if they have a low hourly wage, they'll still get dividends.
Well, so we maybe don't call it a living wage price, but there's like other ethical implications that go into the price besides just what the employees are paid, like how the food is sourced, for example.
That's true.
So we could look. You know, the price should still be higher, even if you even if you were to pay employees what they need to be paid. Like the price would still be artificially low, and the cost is coming out basically of the environment.
Right. Like, would you like to destroy the environment, or would you like to leave it as it is?
Right. So, I think that we could still make consumers be at least. I don't know because
people will just stop going,
like
though, is the problem.
The thing is, like, you would need to change the menu, though. Like, because that's then you're talking about changing the food itself.
Yeah, to crickets.
Crickets? That was not what I was suggesting.
Yeah. I think there should be a bug option on every menu. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about environmentally conscious food sources that are high in protein, crickets are at the top of the
list. Crickets are it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Can't get better than crickets.
Nope.
Okay. But I don't want to eat crickets. So,
well, you don't have to. You just have to pay a little bit more if you don't want to eat crickets.
I don't know, but
you want to eat
like
pink slime?
Cricket patty, or you could have a big a beef patty.
Right. So our sacrifice is on the quality of the food because it's not beef anymore. It's crickets.
Yeah,
it's crickets. All right. So we have the cricket burgers.
The triple Angus cricket burger.
Mm-hmm. Do you farm the crickets? How do you?
Yeah.
You totally farm crickets.
Now I only eat wild caught crickets. I don't like farm raised crickets. I think it's unethical.
My I used to have frogs, and the frogs would eat crickets.
Uh-huh.
And I would smell those crickets, and I'd be like,
I could eat this.
Maybe. I think that also what you could do is you could probably just like cut your meat in half and do half beef and then half cricket powders and cricket stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you sort of still have the yeah. So you sort of have like the visual of the beef, but you're eating mostly cricket.
Yeah, I think for this to be a successful business model, it needs to at least like resemble a burger.
Yeah.
So it'll look like a burger.
It'll look like a burger. It'll be mostly crickets.
Maybe we can like keep the texture of the burger. I don't think that would be hard to do.
Food science is so advanced now that you could already be eating
like,
mostly.
We could
like 99% cricket.
We could like grow a burger.
Yeah, I want more science. I guess there's already a lot of science.
This
in
is Taco
food.
Bell, like everything's in tubes.
Yeah. That's the coolest thing about Taco Bell is that everything comes out of like a
squirt
like
gun.
One of those squirt gun
like
tubes.
A cocker gun.
Yeah, like a cock gun. Like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool to have like a tube it yourself.
Uh-huh.
Where you can like choose your own ratios of
That's cool.
Kind of like a frozen yogurt
like,
place, but
yeah, kind of like a frozen froyo place except you just and that'd work especially good at Taco Bell. I mean, like everything's pretty much already the same three ingredients no matter what.
Yeah. Right.
So why not have those ingredients in a little tube that I can just shoot into a bowl?
And one of the tubes shoots out the Doritos dust?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that could be in like the condiments section, because I feel like there's got to be, you know, just like in Yogurt Land or Pinkberry or whatever,
right. Uh-huh.
You got to have like the place where you can
the fruit scoop.
Scoop, because you got to have your pico de gallo. I guess that could be in a tube too.
Yeah.
No, it's all in tubes. Fuck it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So how do you guys, so the way that those places, any place that's like do it yourself,
yeah,
they tend to be priced on
weight.
By weight.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel about that system?
I think if you have a tube system, you could actually just charge per ingredient because it's all flowing through a tube. But you'd have to know whose tube is whose, I guess.
Wait, are you picturing it like I get one tube and it has like a remote on it that says like nacho sauce, nacho sauce, nacho sauce?
Oh, well, now I am.
and then like beef, beans, rice.
Oh, that'd be great.
Just, like,
there's
one
just like a little
that,
dial.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just like snap it over to the next thing, and you just like pull a lever, and it looks like fire hose.
So you just like
fire hoses out a bunch of food.
I imagine it's coming out like so fast that it's like you have to like really struggle to like catch it all.
It's just Taco Bell stuff everywhere. Sour cream is just like
I would probably at least once I would stick my face under that.
You know what's kind of cool is in McDonald's across the world, there's like some weird like regional shit that they do.
Yeah.
I think that there should be
right,
like
think the shrimp burgers
and
stuff.
Yeah, the shrimp burger, the rice burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they should have like that kind of a thing, except for every single fast food restaurant has its own specialty dish.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you know what else would be fun would be like a slight tweak to that idea is just if like McDonald's in the States had like some locations be like the international locations where it's like you could order all of those things.
Oh, yeah.
At that specific McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. I'd go there.
Yeah. I kind of like, I like the idea of having like a house specialty though. That's kind of cool. Like, yeah, it's still a chain or whatever. And they've got, you know, the same things on their menu that they have at all the different locations. But like at this, your local McDonald's or your local Arby's or whatever it is, they this week are doing this.
A clam chowder burger.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like like totally, you're not going to get it at any other location.
Yeah. Or if I go to like Connecticut or something, there was like the maple syrup fries.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Like every fast food restaurant will have a portion of their menu where they have a couple dishes that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're the only ones that can do it.
Yeah. I like that. So do they have like they have their own chef? Like how did that?
It's like a patent system.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that. So like if they find out like another store did it, they can take legal recourse. Yeah. That's pretty good.
I think one of the things that I like about fast food restaurants, and I think Taco Bell does it the best, is innovation of their menu, where they like introduce mm-hmm. like their tweaks to their items.
Yeah.
And I haven't had it yet, but I'm very excited to try Taco Bell's like chicken taco shell.
What?
It's like, they have a shell that's made out of fried chicken.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I think they call it like the naked chicken taco.
Did you see David sent, I don't know if he sent it to you. I think he did. He sent it to me at least. This KFC is putting out a pizza that is like instead of crust, it's fried chicken.
What?
It looks really, really bad for you. It's like, so imagine like a pizza crust, but it's fried chicken.
Then you can't even imagine that. That's like the hard thing about this. It's
yeah,
like,
they like pounded a piece of chicken.
Is it like a really thin chicken?
It's, huh?
It's a thin piece of chicken?
Yeah, well, I don't
know. It's
gotta
be more than one piece of chicken,
I don't know how
right?
they did it, well, but they did it. And then like then they put pizza stuff on it.
They deep fried or what? At what point is it deep fried?
Well, the chicken is probably deep fried in the beginning, and then they probably put
so you get like a big deep fried chicken disc, and then they put like you know like marinara, and mozzarella, but like you know that kind of like fake mozzarella that's like been squeezed on there.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Pineapple, because why not make it a Hawaiian pizza while we're at it?
You lost me at pineapple.
And then there's like sort of like a nacho cheese looking goop that goes on top at the end.
Okay, here's what I would have done differently. Is I would have taken that fried chicken base. I wouldn't have put marinara sauce. I would put ranch.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be a white pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, I would have maybe some carrots, some celery, and then on top of that, buffalo sauce.
Yeah, you know what I was actually thinking while you're saying that is like,
and then blue cheese crumbles on top.
Yeah, is like to just make it like a buffalo chicken pizza, but on chicken. So it's like you got your fried chicken bread.
Pretty good. Maybe
and
I might have to get a
buffalo chicken topping.
I might have to get some buffalo chicken pizza after we finish this episode.
I like Frankensteined like foods. It's good.
Yeah, I would like it to be more literally Frankenstein though. It's like half chicken, half beef, but you can see it's been like surgically grafted together. It's not just like a slice of this and a slice of that. It's like it's been like operated upon.
It's like sewn together with like pieces of celery, like little
celery
strips.
Maybe like some like a nerd rope.
Yeah, why not? Why not get some candy in there too? Yeah. So, and that's one idea for like the variation of the food is to follow the KFC model where you just like create atrocities. You know, like just the, if it can make you gasp, it's like, yes, put it on the menu.
I would do a shell made out of maybe like beef jerky.
A beef jerky shell. Like really make them work for it, you know.
That's so
you're
much
gonna be chewing on.
That's like so
I like
much
the
beef
idea
jerky,
of,
but not like a super chewy beef jerky. More like one of like the you know like the jerky sticks, not like the
like Slim Jim.
Yeah, more like you know like the flat ones though.
Okay, yeah, but you can like you're not like working on it all day.
Yeah, not like an Oboy Oberto.
So
turkey jerky.
I think you should make it a very difficult to chew thing. I like. So the other, I mean, the what's brilliant about jerky too is like, it is preserved meat.
Yeah.
So fits in very easily with the fast food model. Very easy to transport, and people love it. Like, I would love to have a beef jerky taco.
No, picture this though. This is even better. A salami taco shell.
Oh yeah, now we're talking.
Where we just we'll make salamis.
Uh-huh.
They're the perfect size for a taco shell.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
The taco shell just circle anyway.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll just have like a giant like maybe a burrito shell.
Mm-hmm.
Burrito.
Yeah, I so mean all like, all the all the Mexican shells are circles.
So we'll get giant salamis and then put them in a deli slicer. And then turn them into tacos.
This is great.
Taco shells.
This is great. Yeah. And actually, I think it works besides shells too. I think you could use those for patties, for buns.
Buns.
Yeah, just cut them thicker.
That'd be so much salami.
They did it with fried chicken. You can do it with salami.
So, I love salami.
Salami's great. Yeah, but it's like really salty and like dense.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm just
I
saying.
Would love
like two salami patties would be probably like 600 calories on their own.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very efficient meal.
Yeah.
You know, it's for people who are like training.
Calorie
yeah,
dense.
Right. Yeah, we'll market it to professional athletes.
You know, people who want to cut back on carbs.
Oh, that's how you do it. Yeah, you make you call it. It's like the Atkins
protein,
burger.
The protein, salami burger.
Yeah.
Protein punch in the face.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of like marketing that as like a healthy
the salammer
burger.
Salammer. That's good.
Salammer.
This is a good thing to think about. Like, just like let's just wrap up this idea before we move on to the next thing. Other things that you can use to construct burgers or tacos or whatever. Because it's like, as you just pointed out, like, we've been pretty small-minded about that. Like, so far we've got bread and we've got chicken. Now we have salami. Why stop there?
Why stop there?
Right, do deep-fried mac and cheese shells.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I've had deep fried mac and cheese, and I love it every time.
Yeah, that's really good.
Hush puppy shells.
Man, yeah. This is now we're talking, guys.
Yeah. Sweet potato shells.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yep.
Chocolate chip cookie, burger shell, whatever you call it, patty. Not patty. Oh yeah, patty. Sorry. Sorry, I had too much coffee.
More variety, basically. That's what we've decided. I mean,
innovation, food innovation.
What about this? Two scoops of ice cream.
Yeah, and a spoon.
Is that so much to ask for?
No, as your hamburger.
Oh, that's what you're holding.
Bun.
Instead of buns, you've got ice cream scoops.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah, like why are we so afraid to get sloppy? Like it, you know, it was like a handful of pasta. You know, like just like a hamburger patty between two handfuls of pasta.
A hamburger patty between two semi-frozen patties of chili.
Oh, yeah. Semi-frozen.
I want to get a veggie burger, like with portobello mushroom, except I want beef patties as the buns.
That's pretty good. Yeah, like an inside out burger.
Yeah.
So you've got like the patties like are the buns and the bun is the patty. Like all the lettuce and the tomato are on the outside.
Yeah. I like the inside out burger a lot, actually. That could be a whole restaurant. That could be a whole food chain.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything's inside out.
I actually have one more idea for a like sort of like a restaurant layout and a way to serve food. And it's to actually eliminate the building and have, like, an outdoor space, like a park where the building would be. And then there's, like, a little kiosk or something where you can order, or there's, like, someone that walks around and takes your order. And then the food gets flown in by drones.
Drones?
Yeah.
I would like there to be a drone strike into my mouth.
Just some like really coordinated. There's like a guy on a laptop and it's like laser sighted.
Yeah.
Like you're just like in the park with your like mouth open. Yeah. And there's like a drone like pointing a laser down your throat.
Yeah.
And
then just squirting a whole milkshake into it.
But it's like so precise that it doesn't spill anywhere. And it's
So Jared, I think putting drones in the equation is a good move because we get to keep fast food, but we don't have to have the building anymore. So now I can just get fast food anywhere I am.
That's dangerous.
It's super dangerous.
You sure you want to do this to our world?
It would be really convenient for road trips too.
All right. So maybe not everywhere, but maybe these like designated fast food zones, not everywhere I am, you know, like. That probably is irresponsible. Yeah. But, like, Jared's initial idea was to have, like, a park. So you could have, like, these, like, places throughout the city that are fast food zones. And it doesn't have to be, like, one fast food chain that services them. It could be, like, all the fast food chains service these zones.
Ooh, I like that.
But you can have food flown in from anywhere. And you get to hang out in the park, which is way better than like hanging out in a fast food restaurant.
Especially if they still have playpens.
You know, that's an aspect of fast food restaurants. Maybe they still do it and I just don't notice because I'm an adult. But when I was a kid, that was always something. There was like it was kind of fun to go to a fast food place. They had like playpens. You would get like prizes and your Happy Meal. They used to have like the actual they'd have like the actual figures, you know, they'd have the Hamburglar and Ronald McDonald's.
My cousin split his head open underneath the Hamburglar slide. Uh-huh. Had to get stitches when I was there one time.
Huh. Super fun. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So fun. Let's bring back the fun. What else can we do besides having prizes? Or maybe we just need better prizes.
I think there should be adult Happy Meals.
Yeah. Ooh. What would you put in an adult Happy Meal?
Dildo.
Jared's coming out strong with dildo.
Uh-huh. I mean, I was just going to say maybe like a gift card.
Uh-huh. gift card. Sure. To like a sex toy place. Okay, let's get real. What I think gift card is an actual thing that you could put
maybe
in an
like
adult
a
Happy Meal.
Like a tool, like a wrench or a pair of pliers.
Yeah, I needed one of these. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I like that's not in fast food is like fortune cookie type things. Like it's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Getting something like that.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more affordable than a gift card to everybody that
or a wrench.
right.
Like it just like falls right through the brown paper bag.
Maybe rather than a fortune cookie, maybe a tarot card reading.
Ooh.
Yeah, they just have an on staff fortune teller at every fast food restaurant.
What if you have a juggalo?
What if you have a juggalo?
I don't know. Like that could be interesting.
Uh-huh.
Wait, you on staff?
Yeah.
Just,
I mean, you might already.
Just right, like yeah, you probably do have some juggalos on staff. You just don't know it.
I think that fountain drinks should also serve like Budweiser.
Oh, absolutely.
Budweiser?
Well, just any kind of beer. Like Budweiser is probably the most likely.
Well, yeah. If you have Coke, chain. You have Budweiser. If you have Pepsi, you have Miller Lite.
Ugh. Pepsi and Miller Lite.
Where's the High Life?
You know what needs to stop? Are those stupid touchscreen ones?
No, fuck that. I hate those.
Yeah, that's what
why
I said.
Don't you guys
I said
like
that
those?
Needs to stop.
Yeah.
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 They don't Why?
It's a bad design.
It's so stupid. I hate them.
It's the worst design. Like,
use your big boy words. Why do you hate them?
Dumb.
You know why? Because they are fucking dumb.
Uh-huh.
If you want to get just like regular Coke, you have to go through like 10 different screens to get there.
Right. You can't just press the Coke button, which is all like 9 people out of 10 want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you've got this stupid thing where you have to like reach further in to get the ice, and then you have to like move your cup forward to get the soda, and then the soda like comes up and it's too carbonated.
Mm.
Yeah.
All kinds of problems.
I mean, and it really is bad design because like good design, it's like it's tactile. You can see... Like,
right.
There's just like these obvious visual cues about here's Coke, here's like a cup shaped, like a cup outline shaped thing that I push my cup against.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all has fountain, I don't know what you call them, fountains. Soda fountains have a lot of really good design cues in them, actually.
You're right. So, an idea was presented earlier in the podcast where we might have food that would come out of something that was, it's a lot like the touch. Screen soda dispenser.
Well, yeah, it's actually kind of funny. I don't think we actually said anything about them being digital before.
I think I did at some point say you like press a screen.
Yeah,
but then I think after that, I what I said instead was there's a dial that you click.
Uh huh.
And then it's just sort of like a fire hose. Yeah. So it's just like a dial and a fire hose.
Yeah. Okay. So it's all still coming out of the one spout.
Yeah.
Okay, but the way that you're selecting it is manually.
Yeah, it's just like
with
click,
a dial
click.
That clicks. Yeah. Okay, I like that. Actually, I like that. I don't have a problem with everything coming out of the same hole. So I realized how that sounded just while I was saying it. but like for all the food or soda or whatever to all be coming out of the same spout, I'm okay with. I also don't like touchscreens. I don't. Maybe that's just like there's an age cutoff with that or something.
No.
But they drive me crazy.
No, they're just really poorly designed.
Yeah.
It's, there's a movement that people think digital means like good.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
Especially for something as easy as food. Yeah. I mean, something as
straightforward,
physical as food. Yeah. Which is something I want to talk about, which is how do you guys feel about a fast food restaurant that serves pre-digested food?
I don't feel good about it, James. I feel bad about it.
I mean, what if...
Is that it would not be really... probably the fastest food, is if it's already been chewed.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get fast food, you want to have your food the fastest.
Yeah.
You have it pre-digested.
The only thing is, so there's a difference between digested and chewed, though, right? Because like digested... If it's been pre-digested, that means like some of the nutrients have already been.
Not necessarily. I mean, it could just. What I'm thinking is it's pre-chewed, and then, then it's like injected with enzymes that start to break down like the proteins and stuff.
Okay. I see.
So it does like a lot of the stomach's work for you.
Yeah, so it's easier on your stomach, too. Yeah. So it's really good for you.
Because it's nutrients come through your intestine mostly as the food's going through.
Why isn't it just like a smoothie? Like, what's the benefit of...
I mean, it's kind of like a smoothie.
Yeah. But it's like a chunky smoothie.
Why are we trying to make it more similar to something that's already been in a stomach?
It's kind of like it's like Indian food, actually. It's kind of like
then
a
just taking the just paneer. Taking the chewing out of the question.
Yeah, do you like Pollock Paneer?
I do like Pollock Paneer.
Yeah,
then you'll love it.
Pollock Paneer has not been digested by anything, like,
right? But it's like pre-digested.
Yeah,
what?
It's before digestion.
Yeah, all food is before digestion, yeah,
but especially Pollock Paneer.
Why?
Because it's so mushy.
Okay, so it's mushy is what you're trying to say. Got it. Yeah, I don't have a problem with like food being mushy, but I do have a problem with it having been in like another organism and like that's already digested it.
I mean, it could be like a you know, pre-digested by like a beneficial bacteria, you know, like
probiotic.
Yeah, probiotic.
I'm okay with that. That's fine. I guess as long as it's like not somebody in the back who's like chewing it and then spitting it onto a plate.
How do you think we're getting those
bacteria
pre-digested, Sam?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Like, how is this being done? Is it with chemicals?
It's both.
Yeah, I don't want the guy chewing on it. I don't like that idea.
It's
I feel like
rude.
Just get a blender. Like, why does it have to be teeth?
What if
saliva is good for food?
Yeah, but I've got that. I don't need somebody else's saliva.
I'm not giving up on pre-digested food.
You're fighting for that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think that could be really the only way to make food faster is to pre-digest it.
I mean, like, you're right that it makes, like, the food faster, the food itself. Like, it is further along in the digestive process than unchewed food.
Do you poop faster if you eat pre-digested food?
That's not my problem is with... Oh God!
Like instead of like the 24-hour turnaround time, it's like 12 hours.
Yeah, it's 12 hours.
No, it's it's like
also the poop itself is faster.
Like if all you're taking away is the if all you're taking away is the chewing, like it's like
there's enzymes
instead
in
of
it
24
too.
Hours.
Yeah,
it's,
enzymes.
It's like 23 hours and 10 minutes. Like
no, because it's like. The proteins have been broken down more, so all you need to do is you just eat it, and then 5 hours later, shoots out of you like a little like little rabbit pellets.
Yeah, I bet you would age slower if you ate pre-digested food because your body doesn't
Why?
Have to work as hard.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh God. No, you guys are wrong about this.
I don't think so.
I don't think you'd ever get cancer if you ate pre-digested food.
At least not stomach cancer.
No, definitely not that.
Okay, so. Fine, pre-digested food can stay. I don't want it at every restaurant though. Like maybe this can be like this is like one place and that's what they do.
And admit that it prevents certain types of cancer. Probably.
I will not admit that. But
you'll never die.
But
you'll never die if you eat pre-digested food.
You'll be like,
I will allow for there to be one fast food chain, that serves pre-digested food.
You know what we're going to call it?
What would you call it? Yeah, what would you call it?
Sam's Place.
Oh, no. Also, here's one thing we didn't quite talk about, I don't think. Like, we almost got into it with the pre-digested stuff. But fast food, we've talked about, like, these different ways of serving it, and we've talked about drone delivery. What can we do to make it even faster? I want like the fastest food.
I mean, sometimes you do get it instantly because they pre-make like the most popular items.
Mm-hmm.
So you just order. I guess paying takes too long.
Yeah, is there like a way to get my food like as soon as I think about like as soon as I it occurs to me?
I mean, Amazon's working on it, but
yeah. So you don't think as far as like the practical like you know, brick and mortar like fast food chain, you think that's already as fast as it can get?
Yeah, because it's like ready as soon as you walk in.
It's already, it's already
unless you order like a custom thing.
Ah, don't never do that.
Yeah,
unless you want to wait forever
and still have it be wrong.
No, I think it's fast enough.
I think you could make it faster. I think you could like work.
Yeah,
out,
I still want it faster.
I think you could work out a system where you don't have to go to the counter. Like you don't have to wait in line. You could say, all right, so you went to a table. And you just like went directly to your table.
And you just slam your fist down and then your food's there.
So you could have like the menu on your table and you press a button and then your food like comes out of the wall.
Well, let's have it be a real button, not a digital button.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is like it's a raised button like on an old cash register.
Oh, no, what if it's like, you know those Pac-Man tables where like Pac-Man's, it's like the video game.
Oh, yeah.
And you have the joystick and the buttons. It's like that, except it's a menu and you're still controlling Pac-Man. But you just go and eat the things that you want to order.
Uh-huh.
And then it comes
right
out.
And if you don't do it fast enough, something eats you.
Yeah. And you're kicked out of the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Pac-Man's fun, so I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I think eliminating the cashier, though.
Yeah, eliminating the line.
Yeah.
I think you could do that.
I think you could do that.
I don't think that's even, like, that wouldn't even be that difficult to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I don't want to take the people out of it because I think I
only want to take away the cash register and not like the whole restaurant. I feel like you give me two more cooks and then the foods, you can have the food even faster. I'd rather have two more cooks than two cashiers.
I don't think they have cooks at fast food restaurants.
Cooks, chefs, trained chefs. Give me two more trained chefs from the Culinary Institute instead of these minimum wage cashiers.
I like the servers though. That the cashiers is a good person to have in your restaurant.
Oh, I like Carl's Jr. when they bring the food out to you.
Oh, I do like that. I like having. I'm not saying like let's get rid of all people. I just don't think that like the cash register is the best use of people. Like, I would rather have somebody who's in charge of like bringing food to my table, because then you could actually like talk to them or something. But
you're never going to talk to anybody who's...
No, you're not. And that's not like important to me to do that. But I'm just saying like the function that a cashier performs is pretty easy to automate. And there's probably a better way to use a person than doing that.
Yeah.
I think it's short-sighted when businesses eliminate a position like that and then don't put the person to work doing something else useful. I think that's stupid. But I don't think like a cashier that just literally takes your order and presses a button... And then collects money from you is, I don't know. I don't really see why that's something that we're still doing.
Unless they're in character.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there must be a reason why they still exist. I mean,
oh, surely, yeah, for like, sure. Well, I think probably because it's like what people are comfortable with. Like, I think a lot of people, like, all right, I fucking hate it too. Like, you go to the grocery store, and if you go to like one of those like self-checkout machines,
yeah,
even if there's like, no line for one of those, and there's like maybe there's like a couple people in line for like the real person. I'll usually go for the real person anyway, just because I like talking to dealing with an actual person more than a robot.
Also, the self checkouts like fail a lot of times. Like
that's the thing is, it's a lot of it. It was like, I remember when they first started putting them in, I did use them, and I think I stopped because they didn't work as well as you want them to.
Yeah, they suck.
But in a podcast where we're able to like, you know.
Right.
Create a self-checkout that, like, works perfectly.
I don't know. It seems
like,
weird.
Why won't I? Why is that so weird? It's like, you go to, like, a restaurant, you don't, like, go to a cashier. Like, that's just that's a thing that only happens at fast food restaurants.
Yeah, but it's sort of like, I guess it becomes sort of like a vending machine in that way.
Yeah, it's like a vending machine.
Why don't we just have a vending machine where you just press a button and then you get your food?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you could. I mean, if you're going to, like, in the terms of like like, let's make this experience as quick as possible. That probably is the fastest.
There's like a little kitchen behind the vending machine with a guy working in it, like in cramped quarters.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's literally the size of a vending machine.
Mm-hmm. I like that. You just hear this guy like there, hitting his head and, like, making,
and it doesn't come out fast enough, so you like bang on the side of the vending machine. He's like,
yeah,
I'm going as fast as I can.
He's trying to reach up from the bottom to get like an extra burger
and like shoo you away with his foot. Well, guys, I don't know about you, but this conversation has made me really hungry.
I was gonna say, I feel stuffed. So
you feel stuffed?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Stuffed full of good ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note, I think we're done. How does the outro go?
Bop, 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 bop.
Bop, bop, bop. Oh, that's right. We don't do the belt.
Thank you for listening to That's Not How I'd Do It. Please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe if you'd like to hear more. Tweet at us at That's Not Pod on Twitter. And a special thanks this week to the Hamburglar.
I like that voice, Jared. What is that voice?
I don't know. It's just my new voice.
You sound kind of like old-timey radio when you do it.
Oh, maybe we should have a special thanks to Colonel Sanders.
Thank you for your service.
And a special thanks this week to Colonel Sanders for his service. And also to Dave Thomas's mother for telling him to never cut corners.
How about a special thanks to Carl Sr. for having a son?
And a special thanks this week to Carl Sr. for having a son.
And a special thank you to all five of the guys.
I think we got.
No, you don't want to do it anymore.
And a special thanks this week to all five guys.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.